And we are live. It is the War Room. I am Jason Vermes subbing in. We got a couple hours together, folks. Here's the deal. You know, I was listening to Gavin McGinnis, and been very aware of the guy for a very, very long time. Probably been seeing some of his videos show up in my feed and watching them. I don't know, for the past decade or so, before he was doing his own thing and he was a part of Rebel News, right? That's probably when he became on my radar. And look, I think Gavin's very funny. I think he has awful takes. And I think I've only been in the room with Gavin once, and this was at actually an Alex Jones event where I was in D.C. For a free Julian Assange event. And it just so happened that Alex held this big free speech conference out there in D.C. as well around the same time. So I stuck around. Let's start with a fun one. Rick Rubin? He was picking on Rick Rubin. Now, this is going to actually also get, and we're going to cover real stuff here, by the way. I want to make sure that you know we're going to get into his position in Iran. The idea that X or Musk are a free speech platform, that's ridiculous. And he also talked up Conor McGregor, which we'll get into just briefly. But Rick Rubin, we're going to start fun. Okay, Rick Rubin has produced some of the greatest albums of all time. In fact, it's kind of funny. Because in the same breath of him kind of bashing Rick Rubin, right, guys? He talked about the Beastie Boys a little bit later on. How do you think Rick Rubin and the Beastie Boys got their start together? And he also picked on System of a Down, one of my all-time favorites. And he's produced, I think he's produced every single one of their albums, which are all pure gold wrapped in diamonds. With a platinum finish, Gavin, just to let you know. That's how good that is. But let's take it into AI for a second, which at the top of the list of Bilderberg, this very important surprise meeting, first time that they've met this early in my entire lifetime, actually in almost 50 plus years. I believe we did a whole video on it, including the Bilderberg connections to Epstein. We're going to talk about some of those as well today. Very real, very in the files, and not, you know, part of some lunacy. Actually, Epstein directing Mandelson. Okay, the right-hand man of Starmer. Remember, Starmer had to apologize. Mandelson went to Bilderberg 17 times, giving him a script for one of the Bilderberg events. But again, we'll get into that in a little bit. AI is complete and total garbage. Really what it is. When we're talking about looking up information, it's the new narrative control search engine. And what do I mean by that? Well, I asked AI, Google, in this instance, we didn't Grok it. Who knows? Maybe Grok was a little better, but I find Grok pulling the same Johnny nonsense. They lie to you constantly, by the way. I've encountered that several times over the past several weeks of doing research into 9/11, which is my bread and butter, basically just trying to find source material of stuff that I already knew about, and then it lies to me about the source material. And then it apologizes, oh, that's an error. I'm very sorry, when you call them out on it and you actually provide a URL to them. So let me show you how Google, just very quickly before this initial break, is really just AdSense narrative garbage. So I ask very easily, full list of Rick Rubin produced albums in chronological order. Now, I had to restart my computer, so you're not going to see the initial one, but it did start with this. Is that a list? Or is that a bunch of websites it wants me to click on because they have ad revenue with them? And then, you know, it says it'll include mistakes. And in this one, it gave me a list likened to this one on the bottom from his beginning of his career to 99, but refused to do the more modern stuff. Why is that? Why is that? Well, it's programmed by people, and it's programmed on purpose to be deceptive and engaging and then bring you into their narrative. We're going to talk more about that and those terrible takes by McGinnis after this.